Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We're at the podcast.
Gosh darn it. I've got
what?
Some sort of healthy grains in my stomach that are loud, so it could be this the whole time,
you
guys.
Well, that's your problem for eating healthy grains. I just sucked back a Starbucks cookie like nobody's fed me.
Oh, yeah, and I did that, too, but I'm assuming it's the healthy stuff that's messing up my
gut health. It's the healthy stuff that messes up your stomach.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about gut health. You want to shit? Have a Big Mac. I don't know how you guys roll.
There you have it from Dr. Kristen.
By the way, did you guys see that chef, now I'm not going to be able to talk about it with much intelligence, but that chef sued McDonald's for not disclosing what was actually in their in their food, and he won. And it's
gnarly.
Nobody likes a quarter pounder more than me. Honestly, it's my sneak food that, like, my kids don't even like McDonald's. But if I've had a couple too many, I go through McDonald's, I get a quarter pounder with cheese and a regular Coke, and I think it's a hangover cure, and I think it's because there's nothing meat-related in that meat.
Well, we all knew that there was the pink foam or whatever in it, and it didn't stop any of us from getting it.
No one was like, the McRib is a real rib. There's no bone in it, and it looks like it's been literally...
A parrot,
like,
rib? What is
it
that?
It looks like
so
a Play-Doh
tiny.
Maker.
Yeah.
Like, who?
Nothing
don't care.
Is that perfect.
We don't
I know.
Care. You can't look at that and go, oh, that's good for my body. That's fine.
Yeah,
there's like ammonia.
Yeah, it's a little weird that
it's too much.
A burger is something more than meat.
There's no meat. That's what they're saying. Like, the percentages prove.
What is it, soybean?
It's everything else. It's like manufactured, processed crap, and then 10% meat.
It's that cement that they inject into people's butts.
Yeah.
It's cement.
It's, well, I'll tell you what happens to my ass when I eat it.
And that's why I'm saying.
Like,
it's like a direct line. I should just get McDonald's injected into
my
butt.
Ass, and then it would
cut out the middleman.
Yep, and I wouldn't have to pay tax.
Absolutely.
Cheers
okay.
to you. This is our podcast.
Cheers. It's our podcast. Thanks
We're
for
doing
listening.
It. We're doing
Rate,
it.
Rate, review like you already do. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to help things keep rolling into the new year.
Absolutely.
And if we're in the new year right now, then, well, Casey's telling us no. Casey
we're
is
not,
our...
We're about to get into the new year.
We're about to get into
But we're
it.
About to get into reminding you that a great Christmas gift is to buy tickets to I'm Mom So Hard Live, our new show, The Getaway.
Yes.
Come get away with us. We just added 6 shows.
Yeah.
We're in Dallas.
We're in Austin.
Austin.
Eugene, Oregon. The Canadas. We're in
Ottawa.
Toronto and Ottawa.
And we're also going to be in... Wait, that wasn't added, though. That,
no.
But we are going to be there.
But we have...
Santa Rosa. That's right.
Yep. We have like 35, 37 cities right now. They're all on sale at imomsohard.com. And here's the thing. You probably don't know what to expect when you come to a show, but just know it's a two-person stand-up show and so much more. And it was our goal and our job to sit back and go, how can we make everybody laugh for as long as we can make everybody laugh?
Yeah.
Like, what is the amount of time you can keep people at a show and make them laugh from beginning to end until they pee their pants or their stomach hurts?
Because neither one of us have a house big enough for you to come over.
No, so we got to have everybody at a venue.
We have to meet at a place.
That's a good point.
A meetup place. But it is basically like a party. And I'm telling you, it's a good time. And it's not always because of us. It's because you're there with your friends and we're like party guys.
We're party guys.
We help you have a good time. And I want to say everybody has a good time except one woman in Texas who said we were lusty and said F too much.
Well,
but I just wanted
no, she
to say
said
to
we
her,
were lustful. And you lustful. And I both were like, that's the best compliment I've ever been getting.
Yeah.
You're lustful women. I'm like, yes, ma'am, I am. I've been wearing the same T-shirt for 4 days and I am
lustful. I don't understand
lustful.
What lustful even means.
I don't know, but I loved it. And I think she still follows us. Against her,
I'm sure she
better
does.
Judgment.
That's what I love about our followers is they're really nice, and sometimes they'll send us a
not
shitty
nice.
Message because I don't know, you know, it's hormonal,
they're like, you're
or it's
drinking
a bad day,
much.
It's a whatever, and then they send a follow up and says, "Sorry,
I was on my period."
Who says we drink too much? As
there
I
was just one message
oh,
that was
right.
like, I need to unfollow you because you guys drink too much and you're talking about drinking too much. And the funny part
in the party that
in
we
the
did.
Party. We had a party. We had a party and we drank at the party. God forbid. But here's the thing. If you guys knew the truth, we actually don't drink very much at all. We don't have time to. We talk about it because it sounds like it would be really fun. That sounds like more fun. Yeah. So maybe we do talk and reminisce about the days of fun. But now we're moms and we don't get that much time. Yeah. But we get to go on the road and we get to go
and
do the show.
Always
and
fun.
It's super fun. We're so in good moods.
Go to imomsohard.com for tickets. We aren't on the road for the next like six weeks, which is fun. We're going to spend the holidays with the family.
But can we just talk about the holidays? I'm so behind.
We're so behind.
I'm not behind. I'm in like, we have a tree up. So
sounds like bragging.
You have eight trees up.
No, but not the main tree. I don't have the main tree up.
Your B team is a main tree, Jen. I walk in and I'm like, oh, I wondered who stole the last freaking 7-foot pencil from Michael's, and it's at your house.
It is. I know.
It was being held for Kristen, stolen by Jen.
But I do feel like the main one in the living room, I mean, that's the...
It is the coup de grace.
Yeah. And I've got... So I just have boxes everywhere with the lids off of them.
I know, me too.
So that I know what's in there, and it's all ornaments that go on the main tree.
Yeah.
And I've told you, it's like the thing is like an IKEA box. It's like a smart car in my carport, and I can't get it out myself. I need my husband to do it. And he's not as interested or concerned about getting decorations up as soon as I am.
I know. But I would just like to say Jen has a village in her house that literally looks like extra housing in her house. I saw it and I was like, all right. This feels like a lot. It looks like she has bleachers in her house and there's an entire neighborhood to which I could not fast enough grab one of the little porcelain people and then act like every house on the block was a whorehouse or a pub.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got any ladies here? And then I would walk the man and then Jen was like, get out of my house. But it was so fun.
Yeah. Well, I fully expect my kids to take over that, you know, in a couple years.
They're
going
to be like, we can't afford the electric bill to get all these houses to run.
This thing, I want my room back, Mom.
You're breaking down the freaking city grid.
Yeah.
They're like, where's the city? I don't know. It's inside of Jen's house. There's another city.
Lemax Christmas Village. Quit making them so damn cute.
They are
new ones every year because I just can't stop. But I can't help myself. I have to buy them.
They're so cute. And it's crack for moms. We see them, we're like, oh, but I have the Christmas store, so I need the shoe store next door.
I know.
There's a haberdashery.
Toy store. And you guys, my daughter gets her little face down in there and looks in the little windows and all the little like light up stuff. She breaks one every single day, and I just keep super glue right next to it because she breaks them so often, and I say don't touch, but... Like, how do you not?
I promise you, I'll tell you exactly. Don't touch us. That's how
no,
I say it.
I do. I'm no, like, I tell her, but
we
she's...
have ornaments out right now that I could have. We have this awesome. She's kind of like a part of My Mom So Hard too. Her name's Laura, and Casey is our producer on the podcast right now, and she's sitting with us. So then Laura is in my house right now, helping with the kids, and like I could tell Laura, hey, can you help the kids put the ornaments on the tree? But I'll be honest, I don't trust them. I don't trust my kids with the ornaments.
Oh, absolutely.
I know how
not.
That's going to go. They're going to lose interest and it's going to be a glob in the middle and then I'm going to be frustrated.
Oh,
I'd rather look at a tree that might I just say, back me up here, Jen. I bought too big of a tree and I recognize that now. We were on tour and I was feeling sad.
She was evidently at like a Simon Malls supply store or something and bought something that goes behind a Santa setup.
Yep. Jen buys 15 pencil trees and I took all of those pencil trees and shoved
them
into
one. Yeah.
And my husband and I fight. I've talked about this tree like 80 times. We fight about this tree all the time because it comes in these two body bags and you cannot put shit on it because if you break a bulb, it's going to break the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. It was really expensive, by the way. It's from Balsam Hill. That's the like freaking Fifth Avenue of fake trees.
See, I don't know what this is. I've heard you talk about this.
I know
this,
because
I don't
you go with a real tree and a lot of people are going to weigh in. They're going to be real trees only.
Oh,
well, you know what?
I go with the real tree because my husband, we've fought about it every day for like a week.
I know Christmas trees are a part of marriage that are, it's unsettling.
Nobody tells you that's going to happen.
Nobody tells you. You're going to fight more about a Christmas tree than how many times you have sex in a month.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a bigger issue.
If you are on your way to getting married, if you're headed to the altar, get a prenup, and 9/10 of it needs to be
Christmas
what kind of tree are you going to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind? Are you going to be a real tree? Are you going to be a fake tree?
Because you'll have this conversation, and then you'll start tearing apart their soul because they don't agree with you. Now, my husband is on the fake tree. We get along about that, but here's what he doesn't get. So I say to him, I'll tell him the price. I'll be like, I paid this much for this tree, and he'll be like, what? He's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, so if you put anything on it, it'll break it. So guess what? I'll open, we have this tiny basement that just holds bodies. It is a small ass, weird.
How many bodies are we talking?
I don't know, hold? Probably not more than four, to be honest. It's the smallest, it's a cellar, it's gross and it's weird, but it holds a tree, basically, that's it. But my husband's like, you know what
a lot of bodies and a lot of trophies.
You know what would go well on top of that tree? Suitcases. So I'm down there, I'm down there, and I'm unloading suitcases, and I'm going, why does he, listen to me. Then we get an argument about it, and guess what? He puts up the tree this year, half
broken.
The lights don't work.
Son
so
of
now
a biscuit.
We're stuck with this, but Balsam Hill's so awesome and bougie, they're like, well, this will not do, you're under warranty, let us send you another tree. I'm like, they're hanging up, and I'm like, no. So now we're gonna get two. We have no room for that. This one is already taking
you
too much
to
real estate.
Unload some of those bodies, Kristen.
We have a 2,000 square foot house, and this tree is 1,400 square feet. So now we have are going to be the Griswolds.
That
in a matter of days.
Yeah, her spare bedroom actually for when people come visit is.
We don't
this.
Have one.
No, it's in the Christmas tree. Yeah,
which would be dope, by the way. That's like next level.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Chippendale used to do that in a Christmas special, and that would come on during like when we were kids.
Oh, DuckTales. Like, Scrooge McDuck's got that big ass
fireplace.
Oh my god,
then he's like all bah humbug. How dare you?
I actually, now that I think about it, if I could pick the architecture of my house, it would be Scrooge McDuck's
100%
palatial estate.
You think that you've had this influence because of all these designers you've read about? It is Scrooge McDuck. 100%.
Wow.
You just had it.
Just putting that.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Scrooge or is it Daffy? Which is the one that the three
Scrooge McDuck.
With? Okay.
He's all got right. The ducks over and they all like, and those ducks, by the way, I think Scrooge McDuck is completely misunderstood because he's got to deal with those three triplets that come over and you know what they do?
Oh God, I can't
ruin
imagine.
His house. He is fine by himself. He's
absolutely.
Living a bachelor's paradise and then those three assholes come over and they don't have any regard for his stuff.
Yeah, well.
And he's got that voice thing. That's not good for him.
No, I
or
know.
Or the ladies, if I'm going to be honest. I don't want to listen to that. But if you got a fireplace that size, I might.
Well, I'm going to be honest and say, if you're going to get a real tree, then you need to vacuum every day.
You need
to make sure that sucker's
well watered,
okay?
1 year we did it.
Okay?
1 year.
Otherwise, it needs to be in that prenup. She takes everything.
She takes
if
everything.
He doesn't water it. He doesn't vacuum it.
You get it all.
She gets it all, free and clear. Okay?
It should be a race to who can water the tree. We did it one time when we had baby and toddler.
Oh, God.
And that was the year that my son was like, what are glass ornaments? Let's throw them and see.
Uh-huh.
So I did paper ornaments.
Let's chew on them.
Yep. I did paper ornaments on the whole tree. It was the tackiest
smart.
Thing.
No,
it
that's
took me
smart.
So long. I've never
I put mine up
anymore.
On a table.
I know. And then Finn was trying to pull it off the table and you were like, what's wrong with him? And I was like, he's giant. Like, I know. I was like, this is a terrible idea, Jen. You just made it seem fun to climb to it.
I know. It was majestic all the way up there.
It was very beautiful, but I'm like, what are you doing? This just makes it seem fun. So then we got these paper ornaments for this tree. The real tree, which has 1,000 needles. I mean, we couldn't have a real
Kristen,
tree when I was growing up.
Why don't you just like put kerosene as a tinsel on it? Because that thing's ready to go up.
I know. And my husband was working full time and I was home with the babies. And I opened, we lived in an apartment for a year.
I opened a set of Roman candles.
Nope. Window. And I shoved that bitch out.
Oh, God. Yes.
I shoved it out
no
the
way.
Window.
No
I
way.
Sure
that's,
did.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know why? Because I wasn't going to take that sucker and get all those scratches on my skin.
No. Nope.
Down
nope.
two floors with two babies in the room.
No, by the
so
time
I was like, you know
dead.
How you solve
yeah.
this? You pop out a screen and you shove that shit through a window.
Yeah.
And welcome. Thank you, North Hollywood. I'll see you this tree and I'll raise you another tree. Done.
Yep.
Do you know how to do it? This is how you do it.
I think that's smart, actually, because I was going to say the other part of that I hate, besides the daily maintenance and upkeep of this real tree, is how much it destroys your home and marriage getting the thing inside. Because
oh, my God.
It's like, why do I need 2 feet on the bottom of that? You got to saw that off. Then
nope,
your
and then you're critical.
Sawing it off. Yeah.
Then he's mad because you're critical. And then you're trying... trying
Nobody
to put the Christmas tree
straight
stand.
On the bottom. It's like
it's nature. It's nature. It's uneven.
Tell me why they have an advanced Christmas tree stands in the course
why
of modern man.
Does it come like, out like it's like? It's like, I don't know where my leg goes. Can't we get one that's like a robot?
No, I don't know. And can we get one that's just two maybe? Because here I've got mine tightened, what I think are tight, and then the tree's falling on me because my husband's doing the other ones.
Yeah. Why? We have recently just rented a stripper pole and it held both of us perfectly,
okay,
not a
so
wiggle in it.
Okay, so there's no excuse for not
Why
having
is there
a
not
tree
a better,
stand
better
that will
Christmas
work better.
Stand.
I tell you,
it.
My husband and I fight so bad with that.
Same.
One of us has got like sap in our eye and cuts
That's
on our
why
face.
We don't, my mom was terribly allergic when we were growing up, so we couldn't have a fake tree or
okay.
a real tree. Then Colin.
Okay. I'm starting to see a theme. Your mom's allergic to Christmas trees,
and,
dogs, cats.
Babysitting. No, I'm just kidding. So she's like, but you know, cats, dogs. Fun.
Yep.
I don't know. Not
just any
allergic
cheap
to cattle
flower,
one.
Any cheap flower. Like a
yeah.
carnation, she's definitely
Absolutely
allergic.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Roses, 100% fine.
She's fine with them. Yeah.
Cheap perfume, no.
Oh,
expensive
kills me.
Perfume.
Kills me. That's all I can tolerate.
Nice. That's
yeah.
nice. You know,
I
ground
think
beef,
I get it.
Nope. Steak, yes.
I think what you're saying is Terry's a genius.
She's
I
like,
get it.
My
okay.
cubic zirconias are burning my ears.
Ow.
Only gold. Only
yep.
gold. And guess what I say? Well, I am actually very allergic. So she's like, I can't have a real tree. And I was like, that seems fine. The only thing I've known is a fake tree. We always got our tree out of a box. And it was very ceremonial.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get ours out of these bags. It doesn't work. So then we're behind, you and I, on
yeah.
Christmas. So I'm like, I got to just fill the spots that don't have lights with lights.
Can I just say, though, it's... Oh, wait. Am I interrupting your
no.
story?
It's fine.
If I were listening better, I would know if I were interrupting it,
no,
right?
No, because you haven't even taken a look at the tree because we've had no time.
I saw that the lights are on.
Did you see the lights in the middle, the twinkle lights? There's four.
Those are the only ones I noticed
I know
being them, on.
Because
okay.
the rest of the tree doesn't have a single twinkle.
Okay, now I get it. But it's this.
I'm not going in there again. You guys, my arm disappears when I shove those. I have to wear a full glove like I'm delivering a calf.
Okay.
Okay, that's how far I put it because... You're not doing
it's
it right.
It's a deep tree, you guys.
You're not doing it right if you're shoving the light. If you're not shoving the lights in towards the cork of the tree, like the what do you call it? This part.
Middle?
The trunk.
Okay.
You've got to shove the lights.
The trunk part.
Fine. You got to shove it into the trunk.
Okay.
I don't think that's right.
No.
The major part of the tree.
Let's just call it that.
Bullshit.
That's a trunk.
Let's just call it that.
Put it in the trunk.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. The middle part. You shove it in there with your arm. You cannot leave. You can't do a half-assed job and leave the lights on the outside. What is
no,
this?
No, you got it. You got it. Yep.
You know, unless you're like a single guy and then you go to his house and you're like, oh, it's cute. He has a tree, but their lights are terrible. And you're shoving it in to help him. You're like,
yeah.
Bring out the prenup.
He's like trying to be like, oh, look how festive I am. But really, you're like, it's kind of sad.
I told Colin when we were dating, I was like, you have to have a tree in your apartment. He's like looked at me like he was smelling something bad. And I was like, you have to have a tree. I was like, here are the things about me that you have to have in order for me to say I do, or at least say, okay, I'll put out. No, that's actually way less.
Yeah.
Two vodka tonics.
You didn't even know he had a name before you put out.
Yeah, that's true. I was like 4 months pregnant and I was like, what are you, real or fake?
Yeah.
It's like fake. And I'm like, thank God I rolled the dice on that one. I rolled the dice on that one. That would have been a roll-up battle.
I know. Well, nothing would get put up in our house, I think, if it weren't for my pushing.
I would like to say that Britt is.
Uh-oh, hot? Yep. All mine. What?
Both to your thing. But he is, you really like so many decorations that I think.
You guys, I don't know if you can tell by the way she said it that it's an insult in some way.
It's lovely. You have an incredible design.
They're not
sense.
All put up. You can't judge anything about my house right now because it's stacked with these boxes.
No.
Wait.
When I walked in, there was a city inside
of a
city. What
are you laughing at, Casey?
Your freaking city on your city in the city has a city inside its city. Like I'm like, oh look, the funny the little baby house has a baby house inside it with a baby train track inside it. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
My ADD is like woo. It's delightful. You can take a picture anywhere. It looks like a magazine.
I did say this week, and I think it's just because I'm behind and I don't have everything organized, which is not how I like to operate.
We're never like this. We both love Christmas. We both have like days that like it's all up and running, and I said
to my husband, maybe I have too much shit. I said that to him.
He sent me the recording. He sent it to all of his friends. Is it hot in here or is it me?
It's a little warm.
It's a little warm. Jen's dressed in a freaking sweater.
Yeah.
Head to toe sweater.
Literally, it's a head, and it's really comfy.
It's really cute.
It's like a onesie kind of situation almost. But I like it because my grandma always overdid the holidays.
Oh, so does my mom.
My grandma had like, I used to love going to their house for Christmas because it was like, she had a huge tree like yours.
Best.
And the whole thing was like all icicles. It was like that like 60s, 70s tree. She's like, I'm not giving up what works from the 50s.
Like, yeah. They're like, you're just in the middle of having an inferno here. Do you remember those one bulbs? Did you ever see those that like bubbled?
Yeah.
And they would go.
Yes.
And then
amazing.
There was like a little thing on the top. Oh, my
you
God.
You can buy
just
them.
Like,
you can buy them now.
Oh, they're
There's
so
a company
cool.
that's making them again. But my grandma even had those like crocheted like angels like that would
totally.
Cover the toilet paper thing in the bathroom. Like there was every room was decorated.
My mom is the same way. She doesn't go like Olympic level. Like if Jen is.
Here's the funny thing is. She's basically giving me a hand job right now because I know she thinks it's an insult, but it's who I aspire to be.
Jen is the what do we call
what?
It? You're the top of the peak, baby. You're the summit. You are the star on the top of the.
Oh, keep going.
I'm just saying.
What?
I'm somewhere lower, and I'm okay. I'm slowly treading up, but. I don't need as much stuff, but I do have a shit ton of ornaments because that tree is so big. I'm like, you guys were out. I'm like, sent my mom to Pottery Barn. I was like, you got $200. That's it.
To get more ornaments?
Yes.
Well, you get them at Pottery Barn too?
Well, we got the fancy ones at Pottery Barn. You know, the rest are like cotton balls from first grade that are like.
Exactly. I got tons of those. You know what else I have? I have my childhood ornaments because my mom was like, get this shit out of the house.
Yeah,
how
you're married now. You should have storage.
Yeah, I saw your hands for enough years.
You know what I got? Every year my mom bought me a. Here, where's your glass?
No.
What are you doing? Okay.
Thank you.
My mom.
I got it.
My mom got me an ornament from Hallmark every year. That was the big thing.
Oh, cute.
It is cute. She also makes a real deal of it every year.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is how it start. Here's a gift. I was such a sucker, too. Every year was the same box, same shape of a box. She's like, you guys get to open a present early. And I was like, whoa, she's the coolest. And I'd open it, and it would be a Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
And it was always a rocking horse from Hallmark with the year on the side.
Oh, man.
And then I would look at her like, This is why we're opening this present early. This is Terry. This is what you're bringing me.
Yeah.
Is there a cabbage patch? I don't know. Anything else? And she'd go, someday when I'm gone, you'll be so happy that you have these. I'm like, cool. So you gave me a shitty pre-gift, and it's a pre-gift about death.
It's
so
it's a guilt gift.
It's
yeah.
a guilt gift that's early that I now have to. How do I respond to that? I'm 8. Thank you for reminding me that you'll die someday. That feels good.
Well,
that feels fun, Terry.
I kind of like that she picked him out because I let the kids pick out an ornament a year. And I think like, oh, I'm going to give them to these, you know.
They all have no memory of them.
No, because the first one that my son picked out is a Boston Terrier, a bulldog with a tutu on. And
oh.
I feel like when he's like, a bachelor and cop, you know, he's a
it's
bachelor.
It's going to be the reason people, the girls are like, oh my God, he's so sweet.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get some action just from that
I don't
ornament.
Need to hear about that.
Well,
I don't need to hear about that at all.
I'm just
That's
saying.
That's upsetting.
My husband is fully in agreement that Finn's taking piano lessons. For Colin, that is all about getting girlfriends.
Oh God.
For me, that's like reading music is like key to being a doctor, but
yeah, helps
for
your
Colin,
brain
he's
develop.
Like, he's gonna get so many chicks. I'm
helps
like,
your
that...
social life develop is
yeah.
what he's thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is that the ornament game, Terry, thank you. I have so many beautiful horses that are delightful.
Terry, I like ornaments. I'm just putting it out there.
She brought you a present. She did not bring me one. She did not bring me anything, by the way. I just want you to say.
Beautiful Thanksgiving decor, which I don't have enough.
I got Jen a little gift because I know she'll appreciate it.
I do appreciate it. Terry, I don't know if you're listening, but I love it. I can't wait for Thanksgiving next year because I'm putting it up right away.
And then I was like this. Shit, I should have got her a present for Thanksgiving. And I didn't. My mom's very into that. Like, you don't, she's a boomer, so like thank you cards that are handwritten.
Oh yeah, she wrote me a thank you card for.
Did she honestly?
She did. Yeah, it's real
God.
Sweet. Yeah,
she's so on it, and she does that. But she does it because she's like, see how that's done. That's what she. She's
did
like,
Jen mention that I sent her a
thank you card, handwritten?
It was lovely. I'm not.
Here's what my mom does. She's like, this is. She's like, every time I go to a card store, if they're having a sale, I buy a couple greeting cards or cards because I like to stick things in the mail because when you handwrite. It means something.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what? I like handwritten cards. So I'm like, oh, God, she's really... Oh. Man, between the pre-gift ornament, why do you think I like wanted to be an actor? Oh. I was like, I've never acted so much in my life when I had to feign thrill when I was like, ooh, I love this 1987
ornament,
Terry.
You know you're
going
to get in big trouble if you
Thank
act
you.
Like you're ungrateful
Because she's
that.
Like this. She's like, pretend like you don't like it and see what happens. I'm like, I understand who Santa is in this
presents.
Equation.
Yeah.
She's like, she'll take away my Cabbage Patch Kid.
I mean, yes, that's all rough. However, I texted my mom and I was like, what do you want for Christmas this year? She said, save your money.
Fine, Barb.
Like, well, all right, there goes that one J. Jill card I don't have to get for somebody.
I'm not going to spend $8 on a card from whatever, Papyrus. Man, they went out of business.
They did?
Well, there was a few that went out of business, and they had a card sale.
I need to get out of here and get some.
I've never bought, I literally had 2 bags full of cards. It was like Terry, like, came inside of my body and like pushed me into that store, and I was like, I need a card for every occasion.
Yeah.
I've got stuff for bar mitzvahs. I've got stuff
God,
for like Memorial Day. I've
ready.
Got stuff for Flag Day. Any kind of a card. Guess what I don't do? Write cards. In fact, we gave Casey a Christmas card and it was a inspirational, aspirational card. That's cool.
I love it.
I know.
Love
it's a very cool card.
I had cards and I forgot them because I know.
Jen's like, let me go into my craft closet. I'm like, damn, you got
where
square
I have
footage.
Cards. Yeah.
She's like, let me go into my craft closet that's in the city, that's inside the city of my house.
My kids
it's
are
a
messing
small
it up.
Card.
It's so
it's
dirty.
A small card.
Well, let me tell you what Christmas, my husband crapped on, well, besides how you're doing, you and my husband getting together and crapping on all the joy I try to create is, Elf on the Shelf.
I don't even want to go into that. Okay, but we can. We can. They're outside.
Okay.
They're fine.
But I don't know if I am... nothing's going to give anything away, so you know.
Well, there
if
shouldn't
anybody's
be... This li- is,
but
well,
if somebody's
what about
listening,
the F-bombs I'm doing? It's a bigger...
I hear Mommy say that.
Yeah.
I feel like...
We're not gonna do that for Christmas. If you've got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, the 10-year-old will do that for you.
Totally. 100%. And that's the thing that my husband said. He was like, he goes, oh, because my daughter is writing letters to the elf. She's writing them to Santa.
So is Eleanor.
Oh my God. And Britt said, he goes, oh, Kristen's getting
my
an
mom.
Important call. Is it? She knows.
Yeah. She's like, I know you're talking about thank you cards because your damn memo's on and I can hear you. Oh.
So my husband said, he goes, oh gosh, it's so cute. And he goes, there's not going to be that many more Christmases where she's that excited. And I was like, why don't you put a dagger in my heart? And
I know.
That's all I like is the magic. That's all I want in life is
the
magic.
Yeah, but you know what? That's our generation. We're like, let's be honest with them. Bullshit.
No,
here's the thing. Terry Hensley was like, you believe in that magic or you don't get the loot.
Absolutely.
So I was like, jury's still out. I can't fully prove that he's not around.
True.
I'm
true.
Still
that's my
like...
thing.
Maybe he'll show up. Should I leave the door open? Like, I'm still a believer because I just don't want to not get the stuff.
I think it's very smart. Mine will play ball if they want to keep getting the stuff. But my son even said last year, or maybe it was even the year before, like, I know my daughter's going to block out anything she doesn't want to hear. That's kind of like me.
And right.
So, but he was asking some questions, and I was like, I believe in magic and miracles, and I always will.
Listen. Listen, I'll tell you this. So, Elf on the Shelf, that was an, who? That is not us.
That's the devil's work. That's not Santa.
Santa did not sign off on that. No, he did not have a. He did not have a contract that said, "Hey, when you figure out fake tree, real tree, add on this fucking shelf." Elf that comes out and makes your life harder at a time that is so hard and financially strained, and you're buying snoop. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So we add Elf. It was like someone, you know what I think it is? I think somebody was dating and they were like, I want to screw over this mom because we broke up. So now I'm a toy inventor. So I'm going to make.
Well, she's a single mom. What kind of an asshole does that? But
whoever made Elf on the Shelf is, I'm going to find that person. I'm going to say, I hope you have eight in your house.
I bet you $1 million.
It's a dude.
That Weasley guy looks exactly like that Weasley elf. Like real kind of creepy, like two like long skinny arms and stuff like that.
Making up for something.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to be here with your girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh.
You're
wasn't watching your social to see where you were going to hang out. I just got here.
Oh, I go to steakhouses by myself all the time.
I just got a new cord. It's cool. Ugh. I get it. So Eleanor, we think, is like, this is maybe her last year of like fully believing, like there's no question marks in her mind. And I love it. And she's third grader. So like, mm-hmm. I know it's like close. And so I'm like, okay, this is the last year. So of course I'm taking Finn to the side and I'm like, we haven't confirmed or denied whether or not whatever you think is true, but you better pipe down and not have any side conversations because I got this house fully bugged.
No Santa,
and I will.
No
you want
gifts.
Kyrie shoes? Those are expensive, and I will take them off.
Wait, what are they?
There's like these Kyrie, like what? I don't even know his name. It's a basketball player. Like they're $120 off the shelf. Like that's his Christmas. I will take them away if he spoils it. Mm. So I'm like, you better zip it.
Yeah.
Not only that, you better watch it for anybody else that's around or that's saying anything. Because the magic stays alive in this house. So she's like writing letters and whatever. So Elf on the Shelf is a big deal, right? Well, even though you posted about it, I forgot. And so Eleanor comes in and she goes, I don't know where Elf is. And Colin was like, and both of us were like panicked. And so he, 200 pounds, running down a very narrow set of stairs, thinks he's going to be cool about it. We have it in a shelf, like a, it literally looks like a coffin. It's a drawer. You pull it out.
Wait,
and
where
like
the bodies
there.
Are?
Nope, different coffin.
Wait, why haven't I seen tree these coffin. Macabre parts of your house? You know I love that stuff.
It's the cellar. You don't even want to go down there because it's disgusting.
I love cellars, Kristen.
It's disgusting. Fine. I would you can, make it office If you move in, space. I have to drive less. It's great.
Okay.
So we have Elf in the shelf in his coffin. We pull. And so Colin knows where it is. Pulls out the drawer. Puts him out. Eleanor is so swift. She's so fast. She's like on his side. And she's like, I saw you pull it out. And I go, and Colin's like, And I go, well, Eleanor, I'm going to tell you the truth. I found Elf on the shelf this morning. And I touched him. And I put him back in that drawer. And she goes, and I go, she goes, well, you know what that means? He's going to be even worse this year. And I'm like, yep. And so in my head, I'm like, screwed myself here. So then that night I put it out and I made a huge mess on the kitchen table. And she was like, this is what you get for touching Elf on the Shelf. And so now I made him destroy the bathroom.
Ooh.
He's hanging off my freaking, you saw it, the kitchen light, so I can't work. Oh, she's like, you did this to yourself.
And he's, I'm
like,
obviously been to my house too.
Everything I can to make this magic last.
What's,
one more
what's
Christmas.
His name, what ridiculous name?
Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joe. She wanted something short and sweet. She felt like...
Can I tell you? Can I tell you what ours is
named? Yeah, it's
named?
Probably like flippity-blappity-blue and the flick of the flinkity-flicks.
Yeah, my son named him at age...
Blah, blah, dee-bee-doo.
No, birthday Obida.
That's not terrible.
And that is what we have called him.
I feel like you guys will middle name that Obida somewhere. Like, he'll be like... Dash will be like,
dog,
hey,
named Obida.
I know you're over here and you saw my ornament with the tutu on it. I want to have kids someday and name middle name in my Obida. Can we get a prenup?
I don't know where it came from, and nobody's more shocked than me that either of us remembered it, but because he loves birthdays, so you know, who
birthday
doesn't?
Obida. I like
I don't,
it.
He loves Obida. It feels like maybe he got Star
Obi-Wan.
Wars. Yeah, something, but
because Delilah had a thing for Han Solo. Who does it?
Oh, God.
Still do.
She's just human, you know. It's
in all fairness, that was a giant Han Solo that you had that I accidentally took home with me for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
well,
we
that's
made
how he lost
love.
An arm.
That's
never found his weapon either.
It was
either.
The biggest Han Solo doll I've ever seen. I was like, I didn't know they made him real
she
life.
She used to slow dance with it, you guys. It was the cutest thing you've
Not
ever.
Not me. Her daughter.
Well, I don't
I
know.
I did too, but I did that alone. And because we didn't just dance. I'm not a freaking beginner.
And you heard her, you guys. In her house, she believes. So
I believe. I'm a believer, and I'm like,
she thought
hey,
she
Hans.
Rubbed him enough, a real Han Solo would come out like a genie.
You know what? Oh,
oops,
hi.
Pizza's here.
Is that Amazon?
Who is what kind that? Of, that sounds like a toy doorbell.
Well, it's a Ring app.
Is
it's
that what kind of doorbell it. I have, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Except your doorbell doesn't make any noise, and so then I'm like this. I'm like, I ring it, and then I'm in the security thing, and I'm like, I know you're recording this, and you
my
find it hilarious.
Does. Yep, my
I
husband.
Know that you're watching me. Who?
Happy holidays.
Hi, who is that?
Tessa and Teddy.
Oh, there's guests.
Tessa, you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Come in and say hi. Hi, come in. Bye, Tessa. Bye, Teddy. Thank you for bringing it over.
It was wonderful Christmas cheer that just arrived on the door. You cannot refuse that. That's wonderful.
And rare to find in LA, I might say.
Well,
we appreciate that in Nebraska and wherever you're from.
Yes,
that, like,
the stop you, by. I love the, it. I love it.
The drop by is my favorite thing.
So we have, in, you know, in our neighborhood, like we walk, we do our Pokemon walks at night, you know, with the kids. So there's the Christmas house. And it is
it yours?
I wish. Did you guys just hear my stomach again? Sorry, everybody on the podcast, but I had what?
We're all
what was
hungry.
It, Pharaoh? What was in my salad?
Ew.
No.
Why did you do that?
It was really good. Yeah.
And it was probably cheese. Go ahead.
There was some cheese.
Too much dairy. No.
Jen has to poop.
This is like the house I aspire because they call it the Christmas house, although they have a big sign out front that says it's a little poem and everything celebrated here. So they have all this like Hanukkah
God bless
stuff
them.
They've got. It's the entire front yard, the entire front yard, the entire front of the house, the roof of the house. You can see it from like blocks away. They have the whole
it's
thing
like the
decorated.
Luxor.
It absolutely, you can see it from space. This like house is so decorated.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Scenes.
That's my dream too.
There's scenes. It's so cute. There's like a whole Star Wars section. And then up at the front, there's a tree that's about 4 feet tall. And they have presents and candy canes that they refresh every single day. And there's a note on there that says, take one. And it was like that, like during quarantine, everything. It's ever since we've lived there, they have had this.
That's
there.
Somebody that has a ton of money that's doing the right thing.
You know, it's not a big or flashy house. It's very flashy, like because of the lights, but it's not, you don't look at the house and be like, they must be a gazillionaire. They just have like the best Christmas spirit ever. So we call it the Christmas house, and then kids got presents last night. So they're making Christmas cards.
Oh, how cute.
And then my husband was like, you know what they need? They need like a light up Millennium Falcon. So he's going to give them a Christmas present. Of one of those light up things to put in the yard.
How cool.
And it's just the Christmas spirit. It's just going to spread. I
you
love
know,
it.
When I, this is so random, but when I was growing up, my family lived in Western Nebraska, like
okay, now
Gearing.
Some. Oh, yeah, Gearing.
And,
yeah. Really
and
good
Scott's
dance
Bluff.
Team there, too.
Yep, yep. I went to theater camp there. That tells you everything you need to know.
Yep.
there was a love, really. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we went to Gearing, Nebraska, and there was this electrical engineer who could take out the bulbs of the strands of lights. He knew how to do this, and he could rewire them, basically.
Ooh.
So think of a giant light bright, and that's what he did. So in the front of his house, it was like national news, this guy. So it would fade into an angel, and then it would fade into a tree, and then it would fade into like Peanuts, and then it would fade into like Charlie, you know, like the Charlie Brown characters. And it was all to music. This is back... I don't want to date myself, but this is a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
But the city loved what he did so much that they gave him his electric bill. The town all got together and paid for his electric bill every month. And then the city was like, let's just give him. This is such a tourist thing. Like the entire panhandle would go see this guy's house. And I aspire to that, but I don't have a single freaking ornament on my tree right now because we are behind.
Well, I don't want to add to it, but if I had as many walkers by, you should put some sort of candy cane situation out there.
You know what I don't need right now is you telling me what I need to add to my... I don't have a single freaking light out there. I got a wreath that's supposed to be lit up. It doesn't have an extension cord. I'm not doing well.
Hey,
I'm embarrassed they came to our door.
I'm just saying, look, it seems like all your laundry's caught up, you know.
Not really. Have you seen?
You guys, my house is falling apart right now.
I'm sorry. I've got something creaking.
All I'm doing is our work so we can take a break, a well-deserved little break.
I know. We're all trying
off
to get to Friday.
And then I am trying to decorate and everything else. I don't know if the kids eat at this point. I don't care about that. We got to divide and conquer.
You know what? You're 8 and 10. There's people surviving. I'm not going to feel bad about that.
Thank you very much. There's a fridge full of food. All you have to do is open the cabinet. And I know that you do that if there's something you want in there.
I know, that's what makes me so mad about it.
I'm not going to go out in there chef for you
when I've got to think about Christmas lights and impressing
the
neighbors.
You know what? Call the police and say you're starving to death. And I will invite them in to see all the fresh fruits that you have access to.
You got an iPad on the front of our fridge. It shows you a picture from your cell phone. You're not starving. You're just lazy.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not dealing.
What? This string cheese is not under lock and key.
Yeah.
This is just
There's
your picky
literally
ass.
40 like, granola bars that nobody wants to eat.
You kidding me?
I'm not dealing with that.
Me too.
I'll be like, sure. You know what? Arrest me because I need to do a floor plan of the Christmas decorations and I could use a little time to myself.
If I ate the way I buy for my kids for them to eat, I would be so healthy right now.
Right.
Like, it would be ridiculous.
Yeah, and that stuff is, you know what? My cousin used to say, like, because I would go, like, he would, like, do you want some iced tea? And I would be like, too much sugar in it. He'd go, well, then you're not really that thirsty. And I'm like,
ooh.
Well, you might be right, sir. Maybe your iced tea is disgusting, but I just don't want to drink it.
I don't like sugar tea. I'm on your camp with that.
I know. It's disgusting.
I want it to taste like tea.
Sun tea. It's like nobody does that out here. Wow, have we derailed?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say right now, though, is Terry, my mom, who is a champion decorator of the spirit, and she does it also with a fair of, like, you're never going to live up to this. And I know that. I knew that was
Well, maybe that's why you're just, maybe that's why you disdain my decorating. Because
no,
you're like,
I do not disdain your decorating. I'm saying if
get a bigger
one
house.
Has,
okay, I'll talk
get
to
a bigger
husband.
House. You need a bigger house.
You know that's not going to work. You don't think I'm going to buy more shit?
No, I think you're going to buy more shit, but I just want to be there when you do. And your husband's like, stop. Because you're going to have a city. And then you're going to have a farm inside the city.
You know what I want to have?
You're going to be a city planner.
You know what I want to have?
I know.
A walk-through city. Like, I want to have a big old-ass front yard where you can walk through, like, a lit, like, little
Who doesn't?
Candy land.
We don't live in that.
A lot of people that are not fun, they wouldn't want to have it. But I want to have that. I want to have it be so, like, all the, like, kids, like, just come and they get candy and candy canes and, like.
You know what I want? I want that ride at Disney World that everybody wants to go on because it's really hot at Disney.
Haunted Mansion?
No, the world. Did it small world?
Yeah.
I want small world. Like,
oh my
I want
God,
everybody to get on a boat and go through and see an exhibit.
If you're joking, I'll punch you in the jaw right now.
I'm not
I love
joking.
It so
Have you met
much.
Me? I am not joking. I want everybody
make,
to get
okay.
on a tram.
All right, let's make this.
I want to get on a tram. And I want, because
when, are we gonna
when
do
you
it?
See.
I want to do it.
Well, we have to live in the same house, first of all, which
that's,
we've wanted
that's
to do.
That's excuse.
For,
that's We can figure it out. We'll figure it
real
out.
Real estate. I want it to be where you get, and you want to see hear my next level? Ready? I've been thinking about this forever, Jen. This is another podcast. I want to get on a boat. I want to get on a fake boat. But the lights make it look like it's the sea. And you can, at the end, you can pick a flower that's a lit up flower and you get to keep it. Like, you know, when you go to Disney and they've got the swords.
Is it a pen or something
Well, it can be. Now that you say it, we can make it a pen.
But I want it to be like things you get in an ice skating show.
I want it to be like a flower that you get to take away.
Yeah, like a
fiber
optic situation.
So like a piece of the, light it up. Light it up.
And then you know what we can do, like for Halloween, we can do like a River Styx sort of setup, you know, and do like creepy kind of, or like haunted swamp situation.
I saw a dad that built a at-home roller coaster for his kid that was operated by a pedal on a bike.
Yep.
I got a Peloton doing nothing.
All right. You got to make more money so you can get this big-ass front
yard,
Kristen.
I don't know what this weed eye shit is. What, you got a friggin'. We're doing that together.
That was your idea.
It would be cool.
I'll find places to store stuff.
We could do it at your house. We could fully put a track in your backyard. And then people could walk through your village.
What's wrong with me? I do want a miniature golf course in my backyard.
I've already got it.
Yeah,
we sprung for it and
I know.
I'm like, it's a little more turfy than I anticipated.
Kristen has she's like a putting green. You know what? Let's go to a mom box and it's a letter from Kristen's daughter.
Oh, you guys. So Jen is doing this wonderful thing with her daughter's...
Oh, it's not wonderful. It's just how I'm coping with my daughter's
It's
ennui.
Wonderful. Her daughter writes these very dramatic letters to Santa. They are not happy letters, but they are wonderful. They're shining a light on Jen. They are shining a light on her husband. All untrue, by the way, but wonderful in the eyes of a... Yep, that feels right.
So that's a picture. My daughter looks like she's serving coffee.
She's such a... You know what that kid is doing? That kid right there is telling you why the Cranberries are the greatest man of all time.
Absolutely.
She's like, it's underrated.
Sorry, you wanted oat milk. I use soy. Maybe go to a different coffee shop.
Like, why are you in here if you're over the age of 25?
That's so me. And she's in a rainbow dress. That's
so me.
She's
100%
sad but happy all at the same time.
I'm going to be emo and a little bit happy.
Yep.
This is my daughter. I'm going to do it in the voice of Eleanor.
Yep.
It's performed by the voice of Eleanor.
All right, here's our mom box.
Here it is, mom box from Eleanor Sweeney. For Santa.
This is how she talks, you guys.
In my opinion, I think I did a great job of being good this year. Okay, well, maybe a few times I haven't been good, but you know what? We're not, all good all the time. I'm not the only one who's... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's get to presents. That's literally in the letter. It's literally grammatically in the letter. Santa, what I want for Christmas is a Santa Workshop Lego set with all of the elves. All of the elves. I would like a fashion shop Lego set. Yeah, I love Legos, okay? That's what she wrote. I love Legos.
Okay. Is it say, okay, I love okay, Legos,
I love,
okay?
Well, I love Legos, okay?
Wait.
There's an
two. Is there one of those, though?
I don't know.
Because there should be. There should be if
yeah,
there's
I don't
not
know.
A fashion
She's
shop.
Thrown okay. it against the wall and see what sticks. And I'm if anybody has this, please send it.
Googling, hold on.
Anyway, the other thing I would like is American Girl doll food. It's all fake, okay? And an elf Barbie and a vet Barbie with a lot of dogs. A lot of dogs. I mean a lot. And a Barbie Christmas tree and a very stylish Barbie. Oh, and the last thing I want is a surprise from you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. All right.
She has a thing about saying every year, she's like, oh, and the biggest present, I want it to be a surprise.
So smart.
Pressure.
Such pressure. Yeah. I love it. May I say, I think you wrote it.
What the hell are you talking about?
No. I know Eleanor wrote. I'm looking at the letter, you guys. Eleanor wrote this letter.
And a lot of elves.
But I am saying that this apple is so close to this tree that
also she's not
it's
asking,
shocking.
She's not asking for the world. She's asking for Legos and fake baby food.
In my opinion, I think I did a great job of being good this year. Okay, well, maybe a few times I have been good, but don't we all?
Is
Kristen, is that not? I'm looking at Casey here to be like, I don't know.
Shut up. How dare you?
It's a good it's a solid argument, number one, is what I'm going to say.
She's like, look, nobody's doing great this
year. Nobody's perfect. Okay, Santa, you tell me you're perfect, Santa, okay?
I don't want to criticize you, but
we've all got our shortcomings, right? Right?
Yeah,
Mrs.
Santa Claus isn't happy all the time.
That's I love her list, too. I think, now, I feel like you wrote the top and I wrote the bottom.
Yeah, you wrote full of ennui.
No, ask for a sports car and then fashionable Barbie.
I want a Barbie. No, a fashionable Barbie. Yeah. It's like I'm writing the list.
Don't
of
skimp, Santa. Don't skimp.
Yeah,
bring it,
Jen
Santa.
Sit next to me. I'm like, I want a Barbie. You can't just say you want a Barbie. You gotta say you want a stylish Barbie. Shit, I want a stylish. Okay, fine.
Santa, bring me the most glamorous Barbie from your kingdom.
I want the Barbie that no one can get except a chic. That's the Barbie I want. I want a fully glitzy, full 18 karat gold Barbie. What the f?
I did. Yeah. I got my son's letter. But is that to Santa? You got to hide it. Oh, she asked you to give it to Santa. Okay,
so
we got a Santa mailbox, and so I have to act
shocker.
I have to act like I don't know.
I know. I walked by it. I was like, this is a mailbox inside the city, inside the house that has the mailbox, that has the train, that has another small. It's the most miniature elf on a shelf you've ever seen. Jen has to move an elf on a shelf on shelves that look like twigs. It's fine.
This is shocking.
I suck. I am bad at everything. I have so much to do.
What are you talking about?
I just got overwhelmed by the fact our neighbor brought Christmas cards. We got pictures.
Oh, God.
Those are going to be first. We always know how I roll.
You got Christmas pictures?
We did.
Holy shit balls.
I know.
My family doesn't have a professional photo. You know what else?
Yeah, because Britt's kind of a great photographer.
What's he going to do, Kristen?
Set the timer? I don't know, Jen.
You know what? I won a family photo session in a school auction. I've never even cashed it in.
You did?
I did. I got to change my ways. So my son has this whole list of stuff he wanted for Christmas.
This is one with the grandparents. Get ready.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot your question.
It's from Rob Maynard, who's a good friend and a wonderful photographer.
Oh, my God. It's so wonderful.
But I don't have anywhere to put
it. Everybody looks great in this photo. You need to get this made big.
Well, thank you.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much for telling me what I don't already know. I already have one family photo that was taken by a professional, and Eleanor wasn't in it. She's like, where am I?
That
little
photo of her is the cutest. You took that, though. Did you take that?
No.
Oh, God, that one's so cute.
I got a deal on that because that lady was expensive.
Okay, so I don't have baby pictures like that. I have school photos. That's why they are like solid gold to me.
I have baby pictures of Eleanor. And guess what I don't have? I have one picture of Eleanor and I from the hospital. Do you think my husband took it? No, our friend did. That's not great.
You know what?
He's in the doghouse about that.
Well, just bring that up.
It never turns out good when you have to say this. It never turns out good when you have to go, hey, take a picture of me in this moment. We got to wrap it up. I'm starting to get pissy.
I know. She's getting mad, you guys.
And I can hear my son being naughty in the background. All right. So it's not working. I think we've covered the bases of the Christmas tree village.
So hopefully.
You were going to read Dash's.
Oh, crap.
Well, I just was going to read this one thing that he's got this long list with like 11 or 12 different items on. Yeah. And I would like to say he put wish list in, you know.
Let me guess. Did he compartmentalize this list in a.
No, but
is this a catalog?
I can tell he went back to like kind of rough off the sand on the edges a little bit.
No, I like where his head is.
Because the first thing on there was clearly a Nintendo Switch. But between wish list and Nintendo Switch, he wedged in Pez thingy, which is like a $2, which
God
is
bless
so
him
smart,
every
right?
Year.
He's like, no. He's just I can't just come
in.
He
just worked me.
He's like, he's just foot in the door.
He just got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Foot in the door did it.
Oh, I just want a humble piss.
Do you see what I did?
Yeah, I'm
done.
It worked on
number
you.
Two.
I know, but I see it's a totally different pencil. It was like a way
he
thicker.
He thought it out.
Yeah, and ball for catch, he tried to work in there too.
Ball
and
then, for catch.
I don't know if he's from like a 1800s movie or
he's
something
like
that, but.
It's one of those toys upon which the street children play,
and
the
then,
ball for catch.
Then all your basic stuff like Adobe Anime, a drawing
Holy
tablet,
shit.
And golf clubs. I don't know who he thinks we are or something, but he's getting the Pez thingy for sure.
And
he's
the rest
lucky.
Are TBD.
The uncle's got him the Switch. He better be happy. Well, he got it for both of them. That's going to be a rude awakening when he wakes up and he's got to share Christmas morning. He's
going to
crap himself. Oh, there's a plane. Sorry, you guys.
What is it, my kids? Just wrap it up.
Chopper's here, you guys. Shit. We got to wrap up the podcast.
I have a Switch you can have. Oh, nobody plays
no,
it.
No,
and it's...
Don't tell. Don't say that. Addison always listens to the podcast. He's going to be
Addison,
like,
I'm not giving you
our
Switch.
Why did I rush that to the Americas?
I'm not. Where is he?
Well, he's back in Dallas, but they're going to be here in like a month. They're going to live.
I can't wait. That's a good uncle present.
You know what? My brother, electrical engineer, I tell you what, he's going to set up our float-through display that we're going to use for
I'm
all the holidays, okay?
I'm dead serious about this.
All right, let's...
There's a TV show, like the competition
the Light
of
Wars.
Lights.
Yeah, yeah.
We just haven't had the time.
No, maybe we just need to block out
23?
October to... Yeah. We'll plan 22 and then just be
Come
ready
to see our
to,
light
like,
show so you can support our light addiction.
Yeah, we'll see you there. So I'm sure you're up in presence right now. Happy holidays. Godspeed to
we
you.
Love
Enjoy
you.
Them. Take time out for you.
We love you. And that's our
Soak
podcast.
Soak it all in. Bye-bye.
Bye.